Name's Ian Bell, live in Ramsey. Been helping Backstreet Heroes on the Ramsey Sprint. We've done it for the last 7 years on the custom show. What else is there? Been riding bikes about 23 years now. Every year we get involved in things like this. We formed... Somebody doesn't like this. We formed this bike club about 16 months ago now, and there's 40 members. But we wanted a Manx theme to it, so hence the Mardi Doo thing.
And what's the TT mean to you?
Everything. Yes, all your sort of plans for this, everything, the whole club, like, it's good. The atmosphere, everything about it.
What is it you do during 2 weeks?
I help out at the custom show here, marshalling at the races, and drinking lots of alcohol.
Where do you spend your social life when you're here?
All the pubs, Bushies, anywhere. Bushies the main one, I think. And we've got friends, got a guest house in Douglas, so we stay up there. Other way, we stay in Douglas most of the TT.
Yeah. Has the TT changed much?
Yes,
since you've been involved in
very much so. It's the races themselves are second to it all now. In fact, I don't really see a lot of the races. We do a bit of marshalling, they're saying that's it. The races themselves are second to it. All this sort of stuff's the best.
Where do you actually marshal?
On the mountain, up there on the Mist, on the Mountain Mile.
How long have you been marshalling?
On and off, about 12 years, I think. Keep going, keep going. All got the same interest, so all got something in common to talk about.
How does it compare to other bike festivals?
It's the best. I've been to quite a few across, like things called the Bulldog Bash, which is down in Stratford-on-Avon, and Kent Custom Show and all that. They're similar sort of things, but they don't have the racing side of it. But the Isle of Man's the best.
Is it?
Oh, aye. It's more, they're run by patch clubs, Hells Angels and stuff, and there's very sort of tense atmosphere on them, but the TT is just laid back and relaxed.
What do you think about the future of the TT, sort of with all the sort of adverse press coverage and everything?
No, I think it'll grow. I think it'll keep growing as it is. I don't know about the races, I think the races will become more second to it. I think the TT itself probably could keep going without the races. Partly.
You think that the festival's enough without...
I think so, yeah. I think a lot of people... I've got loads of friends that even watch the races, they haven't seen a race yet in 10, 12 years. But, that's all part of it.
What do you do when you're not involved in the TT?
What, as an occupation?
Yeah.
I make whiskey. Glenkeller Distillers. Somebody's got to.
And do you ride throughout the
year? I ride all year round, all weathers. Yep. So even in the snow the other week.
What type of bike have you got?
Down there, 1100 Yamaha. Custom thing, but yeah, ride all year round. It's just a big party. It's a brilliant family party, I think. Yeah, I think so.
Great, thanks.
Right, my name's Yvonne King. I'm a midwife here in the Isle of Man in Nobles Hospital, and I'm also regional rep for the Isle of Man Motorcycle Action Group, which means I cover the sovereign British islands here, Gibraltar, Channel Islands, Falklands and Hong Kong. MAG, Motorcycle Action Group, is a political active group who are involved in legislation in European Parliament along with the Federation of European Motorcyclists. We've got several stances on different political viewpoints. Mainly, we've just been successful in opposing the 100 brake horsepower limit, which would affect all motorcycle production. Here at the TT, a bit more laid-back approach, got stalls, guests of the National Chopper Club and other groups, so we all kind of support each other. Here at Ramsey Sprint today, again with information leaflets and Manx MAG products, but the TT itself, with the bad fatalities last year, Robin Oak, the Deputy Chief Constable, set up a think tank committee, and a representative here on the island of Motorcycle Action Group was on part of that committee, taking the stance that MAG's very pro compulsory basic training for new riders, improved training for any road users at all, campaign to get stricter car tests, because bike tests have improved in the last good few years, and hopefully trying to get as safe a TT as possible.
How successful do you think you've been so far?
I think the weather's been more successful than we have. Not too bad, as you see, I've got plenty of the safety officer stuff out. We've actually got our own MAG UK safety officer coming over. He's here on the island at the moment as well. I think a bit more awareness is definitely evident this year, better road signs. We're also hoping with an increase in the road tax that we're actually going to have better road conditions all over the island, not just on the TT course. So we're going to make sure that the Department of Transport is actually putting the money into improving the road conditions here, because unless you go around the TT course, they are pretty bad. And that doesn't do for motorcycles anyway, because it's easier to come off in a car.
Do you work with the road safety officers at all? Or?
We liaise with the road safety officers. We like to find out what stance they're taking on it and find information about it. We have a huge database at MAG Central in Birmingham, which has got 21 years of data, information and research that MAG have actually collated, which we can draw on any subjects related to biking. Also, MAG UK on a bigger scale, they do liaise with the Department of Transport, the Theft Action Group as well, and the TTRL. So that's when they go into testing any vehicles that's going on the road. MAG is in there at the beginning, you know, as a, how could you say, advisory role.
What's your reaction from the bikers to you?
MAG, it's an organisation that's been about for 21 years, which is now changing its image. Biking's changed so much in the last 20 years. It's went from the denim cut-offs and the long beards to people having a bit more money, faster bikes, more performance bikes, people into more actually watching the racing scene. We've seen a great change in it, and more people are taking on that, the side that maybe the biker's lifestyle is not really what's for them, but they love motorcycles. And that is the way the future, everything progresses, you know, and MAG's progressing with it, hopefully. This is just like a small local stand we've got here, but MAG UK itself is going to have a sports stand, which will go to places like Donington, Knockhill, Brands Hatch, every place. So therefore, kind of getting into the racing scene, because that's where the majority of bikers are nowadays.
How do you fund yourself?
It's all by local fundraisers. The organisation's set up from grassroots level. You have groups, and then you have counties. And the counties have reps, and then they're bunched together as a region, like I am when I said I covered Gibraltar, etc. And they are also national committee members. And there's meetings every 6 weeks in Birmingham of the National Committee, and that is where decision policy is making and then comes back down to grassroots. It's grassroots people like us standing here on the stall with our own T-shirts, selling also MAG UK stuff, that actually the money goes straight over to the fighting fund to keep money going into actually fighting for bikers' rights.
Do you ride yourself?
Yes. I've got a wee old bike. She goes classic this year. I've got an old 400 Super Dream.
What means
classic? I mean, she's 15 years old this year. And my husband's got three CB900s, and my sister, she's just passed her test, so she's got an old Suzuki as well. And my mum and dad have been biking for years, so it kind of runs in the family.
And how would you describe the TT? What sort of atmosphere would you say it was?
Apart from the rain this year, definitely still a party atmosphere. I mean, I must say that the police do an excellent job. Get nothing but praise and good support from them, and things like that. You know, they just do it excellent. Cannot fault them at all, definitely not. And we actually, at the moment, though, since it's back at 12 o'clock and being Thursday, we have the annual TT demo run, which is mass bikes along the Prom in Douglas, going out by Quarter Bridge and round to Glen Helen. And that's again to show unity against legislation that is unjust, and which, if it goes through, will put an end to biking as we know it today. And that's how serious it is.
Are you represented within the European?
Yes, we've got the Federation of European Motorcyclists, which is based in Brussels constantly. MAG and a lot of the European bike clubs and groups, there's like MAG Belgium, MAG Holland, and not just motorcycle, actually a lot like Biker Union from Germany and all that, put money into FEM, fighting for the whole of Europe. And this year there's going to, of course, the Euro demo in Brussels, Brussels was last year, Paris this year, and they all contribute to that. We've also got two MEPs who are MAG members, Richard Barton and Peter Beasley are honorary MAG members. Richard, I think, is the guy that turned up and rode into the European Parliament full leathers and his motorcycle. So that's quite nice. We do have some, so hopefully they'll get re-elected today. So that's what I'll count on.
And social life?
Excellent. All year round. TT's a bit tiring. I had to go to my bed early because I knew I was going to be here all day today, which is a bit of a downer, but no. Through the year here in Isle of Man, there's always local bands. I wouldn't say it's quiet. Everybody said, oh, it's quiet in the winter. We have a very good, in fact, better than most places I would have, considering that alcohol is a lot cheaper, and for biking, there's not the same prejudice in Isle of Man. You know, you can be across and somebody will look at you funny because you're a girl wearing a leather jacket. It does not happen in Isle of Man. Bikers are part of the Isle of Man's community, and nobody bats an eyelid because you go about in a motorcycle.
My name's Jill. I'm a 34-year-old lawyer with a Harley Davidson 883cc Sportster motorcycle. And my pillion passenger is called Herbert, who is inflatable and a considerable improvement on last year's model, which had a slow puncture. We originally bought them because we got a little bit irritated by all the men going around with inflatable women with no clothes on. So we acquired inflatable men instead. And they've caused enormous amusement to everybody else who takes photographs of them when we go past. I don't know what else there is to say about Herbert, really.
No, not really.
The main thing was just a bit of fun, and also the fact that it was a little bit disconcerting seeing all these inflatable women on the back of men's bikes, so we thought we'd have a bit of equality about it.
And how are you accepted amongst other bikers, women in general, I suppose?
I don't know. I'd ask those two, I suppose.
I think when we've got the bikes, it's fine when we're on the bikes. We're just accepted as bikers. At night, when we're not on the bikes and in the clubs, then all the... we're just seen as people to pick up. So I think it's really different whether you're on the bikes or not.
I think with serious bikes, it doesn't really make an awful lot of difference. And people aren't particularly surprised to see women riding bikes these days. A lot of foreign women, a lot of German women over here ride very big bikes. It is definitely the social side where it becomes a bit more sexist, I think.
How long have you been riding?
Me, about 3 years in total. Pip, considerably longer.
About 19, 20 years.
I think there were probably a lot less women bikers around then than there are now.
Yes, there were. Yeah, it was quite unusual then.
And what do you like about the TT, or not like, I should say, as well?
I think it's just like one big holiday. I think there's very few things not to like, because the island, the geography of the island is great, the roads are brilliant for riding on, the people are incredibly friendly, and it is a big party. In terms of things not to like, I suppose you do get certain people riding irresponsibly, and I think that's dangerous. I'm not a great fan of Mad Sunday. I think that should be scrapped. I think there's an awful lot not to like, really.
Just if when there's nasty crashes, that's really puts a damper on it. I find it hard to enjoy a race when you know somebody's just been killed up the road.
And where do you socialise most in the year?
We're in Castletown, which is sort of historical, really, because I used to live here and we always tended to gravitate there because that's where I used to live. And it's quite nice being out of the main drag of Douglas as well, because it is a bit hectic and we can get away from that. And it's quite fun.
Do you come to the TT every year?
Yeah, there's eight of us this year. It's normally around about seven or eight people come. And the crowd varies a bit depending on who's got the holidays that year and so forth. But yes, I imagine, I suppose Gina said, we'll probably be coming when we're 60, bringing our children with us.
Well, I'm Glenys Taylor, and my husband Alan, he's the expert, you know, as I said to you, because he's originally is qualified as a leather technologist at the National Leather Sellers in London, running, his main thing was running tanneries, making the leather for rain and ballet shoes, etc. And just sort of 20 years ago, we got into this side of it, because my family have always been in motorcycle racing, my father and my brother. And it's really gone on from there. We're very, very involved with all the racers. We know all of them. They're friends of ours. We've made suits for almost everybody. We do Joey Dunlop's, we've done for Wayne Gardner, we do basically you name whoever there is worldwide at some time or other. Alan's made the suits for them. And
he designs them.
He designs them, he makes the patterns, cuts them. Obviously the girls in the factory work along with him. Our daughter also works here, Amelia. She's very much like her daddy. You know, she's good with her hands. She can do all the things that he can do. I can't. I can deal with the people, but on that side, I don't do anything on that side. And I mean, motorcycling—that's everything to us. That's all we ever do.
Do you make mainly for the professional racers?
Oh no, for anybody. As you can see now, whilst you're in here, everybody, people touring. Riding touring bikes, people who are madly interested in motorcycling. We make for everybody. We make anything that they want. One piece, two piece suits, jackets, jeans, salopettes. We do a mail order service worldwide. This fortnight, I mean, we've stuff going to Australia, America, France, Switzerland, Holland, Germany, Italy, pretty well everywhere, you know. Alan is quite well known worldwide. The Manx Leathers name we've always had, but for the past 5 years, because we had an association with a Japanese company, we rather put it under dust sheets. But now that we no longer have that association, we're back with just Manx Leathers, which we're very pleased about, because it's, well, it's the Manx name. It belongs to the island. I think everybody's very thrilled. The main thing with us is the quality. Everybody knows it. It's recognised worldwide. There's a suit down there. That's the one that Ian King fell off in yesterday, doing 120 miles an hour. And as you can see, it's only surface damage because of the quality that we build into everything. It's hard to explain, sort of, just in a short space of time. But the amount of work that goes into our suits is second to none, and it proves with the people who wear them. I think we've had... if you hang on, I'll check for you how many TT winners we've actually put suits on over the years. Just a sec. TT winners wearing our suits, so it's...
Over how many years?
Probably I would say that's over the past 14 years. You would say, we've been making them for longer than that, but if you look back over the last 14 years, we've been making... We've had over 80 TT winners. As you can see, this year we've had people on the rostrum all the way through. So it's just taken years and years, and it's built up a reputation for the quality.
Do you sell a lot during the TT week?
Oh yes, yeah, it's wonderful for us. Plus we see everybody, which is gorgeous. You know, we love seeing the people because. You can talk to everyone, and it's amazing how many friends you make that come back year in and year out, and you know, they always come to see us, they come to buy their things. It's lovely, it's a wonderful atmosphere, not only with just the racing and the professional side, but also with the visitors. They come back year after year, and it's extremely nice. You know, we've made an awful lot of very good friends, and of course they go away and tell other people, who then come back to us and they order. So it's very, very good. Very good for business. And we have a very, very strong presence in Ireland, Northern Ireland, all the races in Ireland, virtually, barring perhaps just a couple or three of them, wear Manx Leathers. There's very few that don't. Joey Dunlop will not wear anything else at all, no. He just will not.
Do you have a good relationship with him?
Oh, wonderful, yes. And his manager, David Woods, is... Alan's closest friend. So, of course, well, that's built up a friendship over 20 years, you know, and which is rather nice. That's the nice side of it, you know. This year's been wonderful. We've had an extremely good team too. We're very pleased, you know. Seen a lot of old friends.
So, is social life very good for you then, Julie?
Well, it is. Yes, it's a bit. We don't actually get much social life because we're so busy. TT, you don't get a chance. We never see a race. We never get a chance to do it. It is a shame. But he can't do all the work and also go. But everybody comes and finds us. That's the important thing. At least people come to us. And they all come through the door at some time or other. Excuse my dogs.
They're big, eh?
They are, aren't they?
So watch yourself.
Yes. Even the dogs join in.